Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Vav. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Friedman family. No? I thought I saw that online. Okay, so the Mishnah is now going to talk about certain case. There are two cases where a man divorces his wife for a certain reason, and there's a takana that he's not permitted to take her back. I'm assuming she doesn't get married first. He's not permitted, even if she doesn't get married, he's not permitted to take her back. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hamotzias ishto mishum shemra. A man divorces his wife because a shame ra that she was mizana came out. Lo yasir. He cannot take her back to be his wife, even if it comes out that the shame ra was wrong. It was purely rumor and it was not true. He can't take her back. Gemara is going to explain. Rashi already quotes in the Yamasa Lo yasir that there's a machlok is what the reason is. Rashi the Yamasa Lo yasir says, Afilo nimtzu devar badayim, that the words are untrue. Or the neder, that's the next case, that the chacham was matir. The time of pliga by amaroi, and there's machlokas amaroi, is what the reason is. Ikilaman da amar mishum kilkula, because there's some kilkul involved. We'll see what that is. Ikilaman da amar kanasu, there's a kanas put on the benos yisrael, shalo yo benos yisrael perutzos barayas benadarim. They shouldn't go ahead and be a perutzo or take nadarim, you know, want in the darim. The kilkul is, as he would say, that had I known that it wasn't true, I wouldn't have divorced you. So he's going to be either the machlokas, whether or not that means, and then the second marriage will then be illegitimate, and the children that come from the marriage are going to be mamzerim. So is it really that it's not a get or just a laz, whatever the case is a kilkul can come about by him saying I wouldn't have given the get had I known that the rumors were unfounded. Okay. So we said Moses ishu mishum shemra lo yasir mishum neder, right? She takes a neder and he says I don't want to be with a woman who takes nedarim lo yasir. He can't take her back. Rabbi Yehuda says clear that he holds that it's not an issue of kilkul. He holds it's an issue of prusos. He says kol neder sheyadav rabim, any neder that's taken in rabim, in the front of rabim, and we'll discuss in the Gemara what rabim means, that lo yasir. But for shelo yaduba rabim, if it's not, she didn't take the neder in front of a lot of people, and there is hafara, she can be made for the, he can be made for her neder, then yaksir, he can take her back. So obviously the whole issue is only prutza, because kilkul, if it was kilkul, it wouldn't make a difference whether it was rabim or not. But here it's obviously prutza, whether she's going to be prutza, because if he can be made for it, then he can take her back. Rav Meir says that there is a, that the reason is for kilkul, Rashi points out, and he says, "Rav Meir Omer, kol neder shetzarech hakiras chacham. Any neder that requires hatara from a chacham, right? I mean, the baal can't be made for himself, but you have to go to a chacham in order to be matir the neder. That's lo yaksir. That he can't take her back. Why? Because he could say, had I known that I'm permitted to go to a chacham to be matir neder, then I wouldn't have divorced her. This guy doesn't know the halacha, so he said, had I known I could be matir neder, then I wouldn't have divorced her, and that could lead to kilkul. But if it's just a stam neder that the baal can be made for himself, then yachsir, he can take her back if he wants, because he can't say. Trying to point out, he can't say that had I known that I could be matir that I can be matir the neder, that because everyone knows you can be made for your wife's neder, so that can't be an excuse. But Amar Rabbi Lazar says the opposite. Lo asu ze elam ne ze. They didn't ask you to take back your wife who took a neder that needs a chakir's chacham. They only asked that because of a neder that the husband can be made for. He holds the opposite way around. He says that the Baal can be made for the neder, the Baal could say, had I known I could be made for the neder, I would have divorced her. So he says that's a problem. So therefore but with the chakiras chacham, normally a husband would take her to a chacham, but they asked him to take her back by the case of the neder that needs hataras chacham, or to the case of a neder that needs hafaras habal, because that could lead to kilkul. Then the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa b'tzidon, and something happened in tzidon. Be'echad she'amar le'ishto, when a man said to his wife, konam me'en migar sheikh, I take a neder if I'm not going to divorce you, meaning I'm going to divorce you. Ve'gersha, and he divorces her. Ve'hetiru lo chacham she'ach zirena. In that case, the chacham will matir him to take her back as a wife. What mipnei tikkun olam? The Gemara Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to explain the case, and the Gemara is going to explain what the tikkun olam is in this case. Okay, so right. So, right, Gemara says now, the Mishnah had said that if you're motzi your wife because of a neder, because she takes a neder, or because shemar, you can't take her back. So Gemara can explain what does he have to do, and what case is this? Is this really aser, and what's the reason for the aser? So Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyume, Amar Rav Nachman, v'hu she'amar la mishum shemar ani motziyech. The only time he can't take her back is if he explicitly says at the time of the divorce that this is the reason why I'm divorcing you. I'm divorcing you because of the shemra. I'm divorcing you because of the neder. He says, right? He says, "Shomer la mishum shemra ani motziyech," and turn to Mevav Manalev, or he says, "Mishum neder ani motziyech." Right? So kasavar, right? According to Rav Nachman, time am I? What's the reason why the Chacham said that you can't take her back? Mishum kilkula. The fear is that there's a kilkul. We're choshish, then maybe she'll marry to somebody else, and then coming out that the shemra is not true, or that the neder was, there was someone, they were mocked to their neder, and he'll be makakahor by saying, had I known that the shemra wasn't true, or had I known that that there was a heter to the neder, even if you would have given me 100 mana, right, the Gemara is going to say later, I wouldn't have divorced you. So therefore, we say, Bishas Geirishin, we have him, he has to say, if he says that this is the reason, then we know that we have a problem with him taking her back. Because this is the only reason why he's divorcing her. But if he doesn't say the reason, Gemara says, I amar lahachi, if he says, Mishum Shemro, Mishum Neder, then it's Machi Makalkala, then he can be Makalkala her. We have to worry about that. But Elo, if he doesn't say that, Lo Machi Makalkala. He won't be able to be Makalkala her because that was never the reason for the divorce. We won't believe him. Had I known that the rumors were false, because he didn't mention that at the time of the divorce. That wasn't the reason for the divorce. We just leave him alone. Okay. So the Gemara says Ikud Amri. So that's according to this man, the Amr, the issue is Mishum Kilko. But Ikud Amri, there are other that say Amr of Yosef Bar Menume, Amr of Nachman, that if you divorce your wife because of shame or because of neder, Sarach Shiyom Rola, you have to say to her, Have Yodash, you should know, Shemishum Shemra Ni Motziach, Shemishum Neder Amotziach. This is the reason, you say direct to her, the reason why I'm divorcing you is because there are rumors about you, because you take Nedarim. So Kasavar Taim Amai, so in this Misman Damar, what's the reason that the Chum say you can't take her back? Kedei Shelo Yu Benot Yisrael Prutzos Barayas Nedarim. We say it's a Knas on the woman, that she shouldn't be prutza in the darim or arayos. Hilchav tzarech lemeimer lahachi. Therefore, he has to say to her so that the wife could take musar to know that the reason why she's being divorced is because that she allowed these rumors or she took all these nadarim. So the Gemara brings now two brisos that each one supports one of the shitas in the Gemara that we just had. Again, one reason is because of kilkul. So if you look at Rashi explains third Rashi, the taima. So it says taima de masnisim mishum kilkula, right? Shelo yukalkena al baila la'acha shitinasi la'achet v'yomer, and he would say ilu ha'isi yodeya shetvarim badoyim osha neder yesh lo hafara afilu ha'inosni me'yamana lo ha'isi migarshach. And he says, "V'chein amarti b'shas geirishin," and this is the first man in Rakilkol, and that's why I said b'shas geirishin. Shivnei kach ani motziach ukeshiratich haya b'daiti lahachzirach im yimtzu dvar b'doyim. And I had in my mind that I would have taken her back if these rumors were false. Then that would happen. V'nimsa get batel, the get would be batel. V'nem and hashenim amzerim. Therefore, l'frikach orim lo kodem geirishin. Therefore, we tell them before geirishin, right? Habi Yodea, you should know, Shelo Taxi Ren Olamis. You can't take her back at all. You'll never be able to take her back. Veshuv Eino Neman Lomar Kane. And therefore, he's no longer believed to say, had I known the rumors were false, I would have taken her back. Why? Veshuv Eino Neman Lomar Kane. She came and she yodas to Asilo Lachzira. Because once we warn him and told him that it's us for her to take her back, I feel a Loti Nasilo Achar. Even if she doesn't marry anybody else, the Lo Chash Lahamtin Libdo Gachar Devarim, Gilo Daitish Lo Haisa Chaviva Love. And therefore, he knows that he's going to be a problem to take her back, and he doesn't check into it. It sees that Rashi says it seems that he doesn't have so much love for her; she's not chaviv to him, and therefore, we're not choshesh for the kilkul. Yeah, that's why he can't take her back. Okay. Okay, so Rashi says the get is batel, but look, Viktosis Divamasu Amar, the first Divamasu says Nira de Chashazo Enoki Im Lazba Alma. Toso says, seems to answer the same question. mamish get bottle. It's not like the get's really bottle by now mamzerim. The halo arm manas. He said a little further down. Lachay near the low asi ela lulaz ba'alma. This is in one, two, three, the third short line. Elulaz ba'alma sheyotzi lulaz kadei lachzira. He thinks Tosa says he's to bring the lulaz kadei lachzira afakad the kvar nises la'achar shayer le'lusnus. Maybe we'll get her back somehow, or just the lulaz.
It's not that the get is really bottle. It's that they'll think it is.
Well, according to Tosos, it's just a lot. So Rashi seems to indicate, he says, "V'nimsa get bottle, but v'nem in hasheni mamzerin." Rashi seems to say that because maybe he says it's an implied tenai, so to speak. It's a tenai. This is your get only if the rumors are true. And now it's nigla that the rumors aren't true, so the get's bottle in mafreya. I don't know how Rashi. Rashi must indicate that some sort of tenai is here, and we'll see the Gemara later on explains that the second another Mishnah with that it's a Tanai.
The problem
with that Tanai
is it's an open ended
Tanai. Yeah, it's open ended. There's no Tanai
Kafal.
It violates all the rules of Tanai. Enochanami. Tosos. Wow. So we'll go to my Tosos for now. You know when we learn this B'iyun, we'll try to get an answer for Rashi. But the Machlokes Rashi Tosos whether or not this is really the get his butt and or just the chashash falaz. Okay. So Tanya Kalishna Kama, we have a Bryson that supports the first way that we understood the Mishnah, which is Mishum Kilkul. But Tanya Kalishna Basra, that's Mishum Prutza. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Amr of Meir, Vipnei Ma Amru, why the Chum say Hamotzi as Ishto Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzir Mishum Nedel Lo Yachzir? Why? What's the reason? Shema Telech Vasinasila Acher. Maybe she'll go marry somebody else. Vinim Tzu Devarim Badayim. We'll find out the rumors are false. The Yomar and the first husband will say, "Ilu Ais Yodei Shekenu." Had I known this was the case, the Shemra is not true, or that you're allowed to be Matir Neder, Afilu Hayu Im Hayu Nos Nimli Meyim Money. If you would have paid me $100, 100 money, Lo Aisi Megarsha, we never would have divorced her. And the Gemara says, "Venimtsa get batel, and the get would become batel because it was given. Maybe it was because it was given a mistake. It's a get betos. Venimtsa get batel." Ubanel Mamzerim, and the children born from the second marriage are Mamzerim. The Fichach Omrim Lo. Therefore, we say to him, Habayodei, you should know, Shamotzi is Ishto Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzir Mishum Nedel Lo Yachzir. You should know that you can't take her back. So if he knows this beforehand, we're concerned about the Kilkul, so we warn him in advance. And therefore, the time is Mishum Kimkul. And therefore, if he says during Gerushin that this is the reason why he's divorcing her, he can't take her back. Because we're choshesh for the kill. But tiny collision of us.
Let's say they forget to tell him. Basically, doesn't tell him.
I don't know what happens to all these rules if Basin doesn't say. But they say only if he says the reason why I'm divorcing you is because of the nether, or because of the rumor. But if he doesn't say that's the reason, and she doesn't marry somebody else, he can take her back. Okay, Tanya Kalishna of Asur. We have a Bryce that supports the second way that we learned the Mishnah, which was Mishum Pritzus. Amr of Elazar, Rav Yosef, Ibn Ma Amru Mosi es Ishto, Mishum Shemer lo Yachzir, Mishum Nedel lo Yachzir. Why? Shelo yu benos Yisrael, Pritzus ma'arayas u b'nadarim. They shouldn't take these things lightly. L'fichach omrim lo, therefore we say to him, Emer lo, you should say to her, Habe Yudas, you should know, Mishum Shemer ani motziech, Mishum Nedel ani motziech. And here I saw the Meiri says he doesn't have to bedafka say it. It's implied that that's the reason. He doesn't really have to say it. Machlokes Rishonim whether he actually say these words to his wife when he divorced her. Just to let you know, we said that Machlokes Rashi Tosos about whether or not it's a real get batel mamzerim. The Rashba agrees with Tosos. He says Perish lav batel mamish kamar, the hal lav tnai gomerhu. It's not a real tnai, and therefore it doesn't. It's not real. So Rashi on one side seems like Rovi Shonim are on the other side about whether or not this is considered a real get butto and they were just an issue of laws.
More simple
reading of the Gemara. Yes. Often, my Rebbe once said that oftentimes logic dictates against the simple reading of the Gemara. You have Rishonim who say one thing because that's what the text says, but logically it doesn't make sense. So Rishonim go the other way. That's how it is. You have to work out the shitas. Okay, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Neder Sheyodibol Rabim Lo Yachzir V'Shelo Yodibol Rabim Yachzir. Again, his reason was only because of the priestess, and therefore it made a difference where she made the neder. If she made the neder in front of a lot of people, and therefore there's no hatara, there's no hafara. So therefore, then you have the issue. But if there's hafara, then you don't have to worry about it. He can be made for the neder, right? So Amar Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi the my time with Rabbi Yehuda is talking about? where does Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda that a neder sheyadu bo rabim is not entitled to hatara or afara? So my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the ksiv, because the pasuk says by the givonim. Givonim were the nation, a Canaanite nation that came to Yoshua and said, you know, we want to make peace with you. They said we come from a faraway place, and the Bnei Yisrael made peace with them, and they promised not to kill them. In the end, it turned out that they lied, and they were actually from Eretz Canaan, and they made them into the water drawers, but they didn't kill them, right? So why didn't they kill them? There was a false shvua not to kill them. So the chesiv by the Gavonim, the lo hikum Bnei Yisrael, he nishvu lehem nisiei ha'eda, right? Because it says the reason why they didn't kill them, they couldn't retract the shua, was because it was made in public in front of the Nisiei Eda. Everybody knew about the shua, right? Rashi says nishbu lehem v'habil luhu leshtule ashvuasei ilav mishum dehud barabim. It could have been mashi the shua, but it was taken in front of a lot of people. Therefore, they had to stay by it. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Rabbanon who hold that a neder shehudu b'rabim also has a tara. So why, according to the Rabbanim, why didn't the Nisiei Ha'eda be matir the shvua by the Givonim and therefore be allowed to kill them like they did all the other shiv amimim? So he says, Hasam. So he answers, Rabbanon, Hasam, they say, Hasam, Micha shvua layu. Was the shvua really chal on them? Klal at all? Kevon the Amr l'ruchokaban of v'lo bo, right? Since they said, since the Givonim said that we come from a faraway place, but they really didn't come from a faraway place, the Shua wasn't chal them a klal at all, because they only took the Shua because of this Ramos, because of this trickery. So they didn't need Hatara at all. But Haidalo Katalinu, so why didn't they kill them, like they did everybody else? Right? Mishum Kiddush Hashem, because of Kiddush Hashem, because the rest of the New World doesn't know the details and the particulars of what makes a shvua chal, what not. They heard Bnei Yisrael took a shvua not to harm the Givonim, and if had you harmed the Givonim, then there would have been a chil shem shemayim from other people who were thinking that Bnei Yisrael don't keep their words. So Tosos and Rishonim asks, and Gemaso came in the Omer Eshachoka, where it says, Tosos asks, Im Tomar, Belav Hachi Michal Yishvua, why do we have the whole issue? Why do we have to worry about because they were tricked? Ha ha binishma levatel zamitzvah. It's a shvul levatel zamitzvah. A shvul levatel zamitzvah is not chal, right? Ha nishma levatel zamitzvah. The ksiv lo tichyeh kol neshama. You can't keep anyone alive. You're supposed to kill everybody when you come into Eretz Yisrael. You have to kill the shiva amim. So there's a mitzvah to kill the shiva amim. You can't take a shvul to levatel mitzvah. I can't take a shvul to say I'm not going to do a mitzvah. Then I'll do them. We'll get to that when we do masechah shvuos. So Tos and Rashba asked the same question. Ikal meida kor b'yehuda heichichayla. Ha nishma levatel zamitzvah. The ksiv lo tichyeh kol neshama. And Rabbanah, my ear mishum shvush gagos, tefel mishum the enish born vital mitzvah. You're not allowed to be vital mitzvah. And we learned in the Dharma and Dr. Zayin. So the Meiri answers that since he has a klal in initial vital mitzvah, he says, the me'achav lo hayi b'daitam shirish kan bitul mitzvah chal shua. Only time shua vital mitzvah is an issue is if when you take the shua, you have in mind to be vital mitzvah. In this case, Bnei Yisrael didn't think they were going to be vital mitzvah. They thought these people weren't from Eretz Yisrael. So there was no mitzvah to kill them. So therefore, it's not shvul levatel mitzvah. Velo mikri nishvul levatel mitzvah. That's the Meiri, and in the notes on the Rashba, it brings it down that that's the Hashlama says that, and the Tashbi says that. That's an issue. You don't like that.
I mean, let's say I don't know about the mitzvah of sukkah, right?
Right.
I think it's really not going to sit in that
huck. Right. In that huck or any huck? Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes a difference.
Quite any huck. So then I can't sit.
According to this, it seems that it's a valid shvua. I don't know.
Because
that doesn't violate nishvah. You have to be matir the neder. We get the easy hatara in that case. Had you known that it was usher to sit in the sukkah, that it was you had us in the sukkah. All right. That's how the Meiri and the Hashlama answer that question. The Rashba says, "V'yei Shlomo the midrash amalo shrosh pros the most high Yeshua shaleish." Yeshua sent three messengers to the people in Canaan. He said, "Harot zilifnos yifne." Whoever Tosus also brings this down. Whoever wants to run away, run away. Harot zilahashlim nashlim. Whoever wants to have peace, can have peace. Right? Harot zilahashlim mucham yasin. Whoever wants to wage war with us can wage war with us. Va'afi afilu b'shivas amimim. And Rashba says that this applied even to the shiva amimim. So even if one of the shiva amimim wanted to make peace, you had to listen and make peace with them, and therefore there was no longer any. Once they came to make peace, there was no longer any mitzvah to kill them. Right? The ilu bo lahashlim. That's what these Rashi Bar says. That they want to come. They want to come to make peace, and therefore there was no mitzvah. The Ramban brings down that since the whole reason to destroy them was because of the Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban says once these Givonim came, they didn't want to do Avodah Zarah anymore. So therefore we don't have the chiyuv to kill them anymore because they're not going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Okay. So the Gemara now says, okay, so now we said that the according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a distinction whether she took the neder b'rabim or not. So the Gemara says, v'kama rabim, what's considered b'fnei rabim, that she has to take the neder in front of, in order for it to be considered neder shuda b'rabim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no hafara. So Gemara says, it's a machlokas. Rav Nachman amar shlosha. Rav Nachman says it's in front of three people. Rav Yitzchak amar asara. Rav Yitzchak says it's 10 people. What's the machlokas? Rav Nachman amar shlosha. Why he learns that from the pasuk by the zava, right? A zava who sees a flow, woman sees a flow. The pasuk says isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim, right? She becomes a zava gedola. And they said yamim, right? Yamim rabim. The pasuk says what's the minimum of yamim? The minimum of yamim is the minimum plural is two. Rabim is what's the minimum yamim rabim? One more than two, which is three. So you see that rabim means three. Yamim shnayim, rabim shlosha. That's therefore she has to see three flows. And so too, they see the word rabim, the word rabim means three people, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak says that rabim is a sara. Why? Midiksiv eda. Why? Because again, we said by the Chet Marakim says ad masai eda harah hazos. And the chum where darshir, what's the eda harah? It's 10 because there were 12 maraglim. 10 minus 2 of Yoshua Kalev equals 10. That's what we learned that in Eda, Amindan is 10 as well. But you see that Eda is 10. And the Pasuk by the Givonim said, Belohukum ben Yisroel, kinesh b'lohem nisiyah Eda. See, the Gzeir Shavet Eda equals 10. So therefore, you see that Neder Hudab Rabim is 10. So I saw an interesting shayla in the Chashuk Echemet. Every now and then he has something that's really, really apropos. So this is Sheila. He has a question. Gab'ayim she'irgenu shir gemara. The Gab'ayim in the Shul organized the shir that should be given in the shul. And Amar Lehem Nediv, and a guy says, Im yavo harbe anashim the shir, if a lot of people come to the shir, ashen lemaskaras lemaga shir, I'll pay for it. So kama anashim shrichim lagi gadei shanid v'yitzarach the shul. And how many people do you need to come to the shir in order for to force this Nediv? It
depends on the size of the shul.
That's not so crazy. You're laughing, but it's not so crazy. It also may depend on who's giving the shir. All right. How many people we have here today? Okay, so first he brings down from our Gemara. He says Shuvim Maseches Gittin. It says that Netu Barabim, and there's a machlokas. Rav Nachman says it's three, maybe because of Zava's three, and the other one says it's 10. So maybe machlokas depends on who we paskin like. Maybe just three people's enough. Maybe three people's enough to force this Nediv to give it. And he quotes from a Kesef Mishnah in Perakei Yisurei Mizbeach by a Chatas Gzula Shenod LaRabim. And what's the Rabbin? The Rishama says Rabbin there is three. But then he says afterwards, he says, you know what? He quotes, V'nira da kol lefia inyon. Everything depends on the circumstance. V'tzoruch lishkol das ne odom. You have to ask the people around. Kamehim harbe b'chdeshi nidro yitpos. V'tzoruch iyan. And it's not sit. V'ein ze doma lezova. Kisham im haziva higimu yamim hareza harbe. V'chize yoser meharagyo. Because there three is normal and is more than regular. We have to figure out what's more than just the normal amount of people to come, he says. So it could be three, five, ten, whatever the situation would be, to see what the it's more of a subjective.
If I tend to go by Lashon B'nei Yod, and I don't think most people can accurate a lot.
No, but he's saying the situation, right? Depends on the situation. I don't know. It depends where you are. I don't know if you're in the middle of who knows where. Three people could be a lot. If you're here, maybe three people isn't so much. Okay. So the Gemara continues. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Neder Shetzarech Chakiras Chacham. He said, if the Neder needs Chakiras Chacham, then Lo Yaksir. But if it doesn't need Chakiras Chacham, then he can take her back, because he could say, had I known that you can have Chakiras Chacham, I would have divorced her. Rabbi Blazer says, no, it's the other way around. The Neder that it's the cause of the Gzeira is because of a Neder that only needs Hafara. So Gemara says, what's the machlok? It's Tanya, Rav Elazar Omer, lo asru. They didn't asr to take back a woman who was divorced because of Nadarim, right? Lo asru tsarich ela b'nei she'ein tsarich. They only asered a neder that needs chakiras chacham, atu a neder that doesn't need chakiras chacham, that the baal can be made for himself. But my kamiflagi, so what's the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar? So the Gemara answers, Rav Meir asavar, Adam rotzeh shetibaza isha bebeisdin. The mayor says that a person is not makbid that his wife go to beisdin in order to be matir or neder. Right? So if he's not, so therefore, a neder that needs chakiris chacham in order for her to be matir her, there could become a kilkul. Because he would say, he would have said, had I known I could have taken her to a chacham, I would have taken her. And therefore, it would have been, there would have been, there could be a kilkul. But Rabbi Lazar Sovereign ain't Adam rotzeh shetibaza isha bebeisdin. He says a person does not want to be mizbaza his wife and beis din. Therefore, if the neder needed chakiris chacham, you couldn't. He would have been able to say ilu ha'isi yodeyus chacham yatiru. I would have been megarishu, garisher. But because he would have never taken her to court. But Rav Elazar does hold that everyone knows that you can be mafir the net, mafir the neder yourself. So if there's a mafir, so he doesn't know that you can be mafir. So there's a chashash kilkul by the afara, and because of the afara. Atu Dafara, we also say that if it's Sarah Hataris Chacham, that's also going to be a problem. So then, Amar Rab Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'tzidon, brings this Maisa. Right, Maisa where a man says, a man takes an Eder. So he says, My Tana, the Tani Maisa. Where does this Maisa come in? We're talking about a woman, the case about the Dara. We're talking about a woman who takes the Dara. And all of a sudden, the Mishnah brings in a case where the man takes an Eder that I'm going to divorce you. So what's the connection? Right? Where did this come from? So, Gemara says, Chesiru Maxera, there is a lacuna in the text, there's something missing from the text, Vahachi Katani, and this is what the Mishnah says. Vamedvar Mamurim, what's the case where we say that someone divorces his wife because of Neder, he can't take her back? That's only Kishinadra he. That's only if she takes the Nedarim. Aval Nadar Ihu, but if the Baal takes the Neder to divorce her, then Yachsir, he can take her back because there's no Chash for Kilkul, and there's no Chash for Prutzos, because it's not her, it's him. Right, but Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and then comes Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and says, "Ma'ase Nami B'tzidon." There was also a case in Tzidon, "Be'echad she'amar l'ishto konim eini migarshich." Konim, if I don't divorce you, "Be'gershon," he divorced her. "Be'tiru lo chachamim she'achzirenu b'nei tikun olam," and the chachamim allowed her to take her back, assuming she didn't get remarried, to take her back, and not Nashus Kohen, to take her back because of tikun olam. So the Gemara says, "My konim." What do you mean by konim here? So Amar Yehuna ba'Omer, the Baal says, "Yashru kol peiros sheba'olam alai im ani migarshich." All the peiros in the world should be ushered to me if I don't divorce you. He takes the darim, he divorces her, he can still take her back, right? So the Gemara says, "Ve'tiru lo she'achzirena," and we allowed him to take her back. Gemara says, "Pshita." Of course, it's mutter to take her back. There's no chash here, right? Rashi says, "Pshita, my nechusle." What did he be choshes for? Choshes for kilkul? He was the one who made the neder. Choshes for pritzus. He made the neder. There's no preaches on that. The preaches issue was for her. So the Gemara says, excuse me, Mao Tatema, you would have said, maybe you would have said, Ligzor Mishum de Rabbi Nassan. We should make a knas on him not to take her back because of the din of Rabbi Nassan. The Sanya Rabbi Nassan Omer, because Rabbi Nassan says, Hano de Kila Bon Obama, we saw this a lot in Masechus Nedarim, whoever takes a neder as if he built a Bama, the Makaimo, and the person who was Makaimo the neder, meaning he doesn't ask a Chacham to be Mati the neder, that's Netzav Ki'il Hikrav Alel Korban, as if you were Makrav a Korban on a Bama. So you would think that maybe because he had this problem with Nedarim, we should be Konish him, you took his Nedarim, you can't take her back. Kamash Malan, that there's no Knas, and he can take her back. The Mishnah had said Mipnei Tikkun Olam. At the end, it said he could take her back Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So, what's the Tikkun Olam going on? Where's the Tikkun Olam here? So Gemara says, "My Tikkun Olam Ika." What Tikkun Olam is there for him to be allowed to take his wife back? What's the gzeira for takana for the betterment of society? That doesn't fit here. Some Rav Sheshes says, "Nah, that's a resha. The Tikkun Olam applies to the resha. The reason why he can't take her back to begin with." Is because of the rate, because of Tikkun Olam, either because of Kilkul, we make this Takana so we can't have Kilkul and then be Marbe Mamzerim, real Mamzerim according to Rashi and according to Rashba and Tosos, the laws on these children. But Ravina Amar La Olam Asefa, really, the words with Tikkun Olam go on the Seifa, and it's a different way of reading it, Vahachi Katani, and this is how you explain it, She'ein Bezum Ibn Tikkun Olam. The Baal can be no dare to divorce his wife, and there's no issue of Tikkun Olam. To forbid him to take her back because there's no issue of tikkun olam here because there's no chash kilkul chash of pritzus. Okay, so now this mishnah is sort of a continuation of the previous mishnah. It's going to bring another case where we asher the husband to remarry his divorced wife, but in this case there's a machlokes tanoim if you're allowed to take her back. So hamotzi is ishto mishum ilanis. If someone divorces his wife. Because she's an islandess. She's not roy She's not roy to give birth. Okay? Rashi says, Mishum Eilanis, Shelo Hikar Ba Kisha Kansa. He didn't recognize that she was an eilanis when they first got married. Umikom Makom, Rashi says, Mikom Makom Tzricha Get. Nevertheless, even though it's a mekach toz, because she doesn't, you don't want to, you want to marry to in order to have children. Mikom Makom Tzricha Get. The Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilos Nus. Right, a person ubal shame kedusha. A person doesn't want me because bilas no. She had bilas, so it's not, so she needs a get because it's a real marriage. Tosfos and the Rashba they argue. They say that it doesn't need a get. Tosfos Masal Motzi says mashma hocha the islandless boy get mashma hidden the islandless needs a get. V'tema the question the Rashi almost mashma the low boy get. So he says v'yesh lomar the hocha mayi b'sufik islandless. We're talking about a Suffolk islandless. Umotzia mishum chash eilonis. It's a suffix, she's an eilonis, not a chash for eilonis, and that's why she's divorcing her. And you'll see that it's mashma that this is the way, because the Mishnah then says she marries somebody else. I mean, the Ketani Seif, and this is la'achar v'haylo bonim. The ilo vada eilonis ain't lo refuah. A real eilonis doesn't have refuah. So the only reason is because of a suffix eilonis. So, Tosa said, but you know, the eilonis doesn't have refuah. So Tosa brings down a few lines later. V'hada amar Sarah imenu eilonis, but we have a Gemara that says that Sarah was an eilonis and she had children. You see, an islandess does have refuah. So he says, "Ein maskin ma'isin nisim." It's different. It's a nace that Sarah had the child. So if according to the sheet who says that she's an islandess, well, everyone's a nace. She was 90 years old, but still, so you can't bring proofs from there. So and the Rashba asks the question even stronger. He says, "V'im tomar v'keva the nimsas islandess. If she's a real islandess, I might tzricha get. Why does she need to get at all? V'ha islandess ain't a isha. An islandess is not considered a woman." Halachically, mekach tos gamarhu, and it's a mekach tos. So he answers the same thing. V'yishlom with the hachalah ba'ayilus gemura ela b'shenolu bo k'tsas simani ayilus. It's not. She's not fully an ayilus. A little bit simani. So according the notes in the Rashba bring down here that according to the Rashba and according to Tosos, an ayilus gemura doesn't need a get at all. Not minatora, not midrabbanan. And he brings down that's the sheet of the Ramban and that's the sheet of the Rashba in Yavamas as well. But he quotes Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yasher who says that Nisui islands are not considered a mekach tos at all. And it's the same that the Rabbeinu Tam seems to be going according to the sheet of Rashi. Seems to be machlokas. We've shown him whether an islandess would need a, if you marry somebody, you didn't know she was an islandess, whether she needs a get afterwards. Okay. So our motzi is Ishta Mishum islandess. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yachzir. You can't take her back. What's the reason why you can't take her back? Why can't you take her back? Because maybe she'll marry somebody else. Maybe she'll have children. You'll say, oh, had I known that you weren't an islandess, I would have divorced you. And you had the whole problem again with the chashash of the kilkol, right? But Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say no, they didn't make the gzeri here because we're not chosher for kilkol. But Chachamim Omrim yachzer. Gemara says nisus la'acher. What happens if she marries somebody else? He divorces her. She marries somebody else. Well, hayla banim himenu, and all of a sudden she has children. And now behitovas suvasa. Now she goes to the first guy and says, you see, I'm not an islandess. Give me back my ksuba. You don't get a ksuba if an animal doesn't get a ksuba. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Allah, the first husband can say to her, she tuku seich yofa midbrich. Better that you be quiet, because if you start complaining about the ksuba, I'll be start being motzei laz. That had I known that you were an animalist, I want to divorce you. And better for you to be quiet. So the Gemara says, this seems to be a steer here. Lameimra, Rabbi Yehuda chayish lekakula. From here, it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda is chayish for kilkula. The Rabbanan lo chayish lekakula, and Rabbanan not chayish for kilkula. But in the previous bright Mishnah, we learned completely opposite. We learned in the Mishnah we just said, Hamotzis Ishto Mishum Shemra Lo Yachzir Mishum Neda Lo Yachzir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Neda Shiyod Barabim Lo Yachzir Mishlo Yod Barabim Yachzir. Alma Rabban Chayish to Kokula. Rabbi Yehuda Lo Chayish to Kokula. You see, clear from here that Rabbi Yehuda is not Choshish for Kilkol. He's only concerned about whether it's Neda Hud Barabim or not, because his whole problem is because of Pritzus. But here he has a Shash for Kilkol. Seems to be a steer in the Mishnayas in the Shitos. So Amr Shmuel says the answer we often give, Epoch. So switch the words of our Mishnah around. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda is matir for the motzi, the woman Bishum Ayalus to remarry her, and the Rabbanin are oser. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. You can't just change it around. Look at the end of the Mishnah. V'had b'ketani seifa niseis la'acher v'hay l'abonim himeinu. She married somebody else, and she has children from him. V'hi tovat ksuva atza, and she wants a ksuva on the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer la shitiku seich yofa midvarich. Rabbi Yehuda says that he should say you should be quiet, because otherwise I can start making problems for you. You see here, Rabbi Yehuda's choshish for kilkul. So the mechlal the Rabbi Yehuda chayish l'kilkula, which again becomes a stira against the mission that we learned earlier today. So he says, ha nami epoch, Don't worry about it. We'll just switch the shita also. Hanami Eplech also, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's not choshesh for kilkul. The Rabbanan are choshesh for kilkul. So Abai says, not la'olam lo tepach. No, you don't have to switch the shitas, right? You don't have to switch the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and really Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh for kilkul, right? Rabbi Yehuda, right, and our Mishnah was choshesh for kilkul. But in that case, he is choshesh for kilkul. So why in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, does he not have the problem of kilkul? He only has the problem of pritzus. He says, "Bahi savala k'Rabbi Meir, v'savala k'Rabbi Elazar." He combines the shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, and that leads to him not having an issue of kilkul in the first Mishnah. He does hold for kilkul, but he doesn't hold that there's a kilkul issue in the first Mishnah. How does that work out? The Gemara is going to explain. So he says, "Savala k'Rabbi Meir, v'savala k'Rabbi Elazar." Bitsarich, right, in a case where it's a neder taken by Chakiras Chacham that needs a Chakiras Chacham, Savalok Rabbi Lazar. He holds like a Rabbi Lazar that a person wouldn't want his wife to be taken to Beis Din. Therefore, he would have been able to say, Ilu Hayyodeya Shiyatir Chacham, I would have gone. He never wouldn't be able to say that because a person doesn't take his wife to Beis Din in order for her to be made for, to be matched in a neder. Aye, what about She'eno Tsarich? If it's She'eno Tsarich, right, Savala, and therefore he doesn't need Chakiras Chacham. He could have said, it's a case where he could be made for the Ned. There, in that case, Savala Karabi Meir, that a Baal doesn't make mistakes everyone knows that a Baal can be made for a Ned. A Baal can't say, had I known I could be made for her Ned, I wouldn't have divorced her. Because everyone knows that a Baal can be made for the Ned. So if you combine those two Shitas, there's no problem by a Ned that needs Hataras Chachamim. There's no problem by a Ned that needs Hafaras Chachamim. There's no problem. Therefore, what about the case of she has a shemra? How does he answer that? What? But he says he is worried about kilkul. No, this is Abai who says that we don't switch. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, now you've answered this apparent stira between Rabbi Yehuda. There's no stira because he does hold of kilkul. There's just no kilkul issue when it comes to the neder in the first case because it would come to kilkul because there's no issue. But, so the Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbanan lo kasha. It's not a kasha on the Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? In the second mission, if you're not switching the shitos, it appears that the first Rabbanan do worry about Kilkul, and the Rabbanan in the second Mishnah don't worry about Kilkul. So the Yamshal Shlomo says, who says that the Rabbanan are the same people? So that's a pretty simple answer to say. So, wait, there are a lot of Rabbanan. It doesn't have to be the same people. So El Amarava, the Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, there's no kasha like Kiddushanina, like Abaye said. The Rabbanan lo kasha also, there's no kasha. Why? Man Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim in our case that are Mati or Hamotzi Mishum Islandis? That's Rav Meir. That goes according to Rav Meir, the Amar. He says, Ba'inan Tanai Kafel. You need a Tanai Kafel. Ba'hacha, Ba'mayeskina, Ba'dlo Kafel Latanai. You need a Tanai Kafel in order for it to be legitimate. And here he says, I'm divorcing you. He reads into the Mishnah that he's saying, I'm divorcing you, I'll deny that you're an Islandis. But he doesn't say the Kafel part, which means, but if you're not an Islandis, I'm not divorcing you. So therefore, it's not a real Tanai. Right, so if it's not a real Tanai, and therefore it's as if he didn't say I'm divorcing you because you're an islandess. So if he doesn't say I'm divorcing you for an islandess, therefore the get is chal even if she's not an islandess because that wasn't the reason. So I don't just don't see the Mishnayos are just not parallel. One case is talking about Tanai Kafel, one case is not Tanai Kafel. I don't know how you read the Mishnayos in different ways according to Rav Meir. Okay, so that's that Mishnah. 5 minutes. We'll start reading the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says again. These are also continuation of Takanas that Chachamim made mipnei Tikkun Olam. So Hamocher es Atzmo es Banav laOvei Chachamim. Someone sells himself and his children to Ovei Chachamim. Right. Even though the Yamshel Shomer brings down. Even though this applies. Even if the din is if he didn't sell himself with his sons. The sons are just brought in Agav to teach his other chidushim, but even if you just sold yourself. So Mochas asks one of Ode Chachavim, right? Ain podin or so. The Mishnah says, we don't redeem them. We must explain why. But after the father dies, we're pulled to the sons, in order, I guess, so we don't want them to be to be by the goyim so much. He wanted to try to take them out for kinnuch purposes. The Gemara explains, Amar Rav Asi, who the only time we don't redeem them, whom shemachar v'shana v'shilesh. If he does this often, he does this two or three times. So we did it once, so we repoed him. We did it a second time, and we repoed him. And then he does it a third time. Now we're not going to repoed to him, right? But the first two times you have to redeem him. So redeem him. So the Gemara brings a case. Hanu b'nei bei Michsi. There were these people from the town of Michsi, the Yazve Zuzi, that they were borrowing a lot of money. May over the Chachavim. They borrowed a lot of money from the Chachavim. The low Havilele Mifrinu. There was no income check by the Goyim over here, and they just lent the money without any validation, and they couldn't pay it back. They had no means of paying back. So Asu v'Kagavi Lahu. So the Goyim came and they took them. They took them as slaves. Asu l'Kaime. So these Shvuyim came in front of Rabbi Huna. Asu l'Kaime to Rabbi Huna to redeem us. So Amar Lahu, right? My Avilahu, what can I do for you? I can't be pulled to him. It's not a moch you, because it's not a moch as atzov as banadol chavim ain't pulled in also. I'm not allowed to redeem you. Meaning, by taking the loan that you can't repay, it's as if you sold yourself to the avodah zarah. You sold yourself because of the loan. So Amalei Rav Abba, so Rav Abba says to Rav Huna, limatena rabbeinu v'hu shemacha v'shanu v'shileish. Why don't you redeem them? It's only if they do this two or three times. You have to go redeem them in this case. So Amalei says no. Hani mirga regili da avadi chachem. These people are regil to do this, to borrow money that they know they can't pay back, and they're going to take them for avadim, and they're so mech on the fact that they're going to be redeemed. So therefore, we said that, and this is the exact case that the Mishnah says that we're not going to be pulled to them. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up again tomorrow morning.